North Bay's Jack Garland Airport is receiving federal funding which will help them maintain services and potentially be able to attract more customers in the future because of the improvements. The Government of Canada, through the Ministry of Transport's Airports Capital Assistance Program, ACAP, is making important safety investments across Canada, including at the Jack Garland Airport, which will receive $4,428,421 for three different rehabilitation projects. This funding is in addition to the investments announced under the program in May 2021, for 86 projects at 63 local and regional airports, including runway and taxiway repairs, rehabilitation, lighting enhancements, purchasing snow-clearing equipment and firefighting vehicles and installing wildlife fencing. Jack Santerre, Jack Garland Airport manager, says the funding is critical for them to maintain the airport infrastructure. The Jack Garland Airport is a vital asset that provides essential air services for the community and supports hundreds of local jobs, noted Santerre that more than 500 jobs are connected to the airport. This funding will help to ensure that the airport continues to play an essential role in the social and economic well-being of our region, especially at this time as air travel continues to be impacted by the pandemic. Anthony Rota, MP for Nipissing-Timiskaming, says Jack Garland Airport is an important hub for residents and businesses in this region. This investment will help ensure continued safe and reliable airport operations for residents in North Bay and the surrounding area, many of whom depend on their local airports not only for personal travel and community resupply but also for access to routine and emergency medical care in larger centers, said Rota. Rota says the majority, $3.4 million, will be used for taxiway rehabilitation work, about $800,000 will be used to purchase high-intensity approach lights while roughly $122,000 will be used to replace a regulator transformer assembly system for Runway 8. Santerre expects the work will not interfere with service and he expects the three projects to be complete between May 2022 and September 2022.